Chancellor would have disapproved too. Empires and republics dislike those with the capacity to overturn their regimes. In that sense, our two squabbling friends are more alike than they prefer to think. And Xandrit's political meme might have been even more dangerous than a hex's had it escaped. Stryver nodded, thinking of the stratified hierarchies, bureaucracies, and underclasses she had witnessed in both Empire and Republic, all foaming with discontent. Not all of it brought out by the Cold War that had existed for more than a decade now. It wasn't impossible to imagine either regime being overturned by a rebellion from within. Just as dangerous, however, and far more important, was the possibility that the two rival factions might one day unite against a common enemy, as they had against the Hexes. Keeping the two at each other's throats was therefore vital, from a Mandalorian perspective.
"Are you nodding off?" Jed asked. "Or agreeing with me?"
Stryver focused her thoughts.
"I am thinking that the most dangerous thing in the galaxy is an ambitious serf.
As every exploitative regime discovers to its cost, when those who do the work decide they want to keep the profits for themselves.
What would happen if droids ever came to the same decision?"
"It would mean the end of civilization as we know it. Luckily, the Hexes weren't ambitious per se, just badly programmed."
"I'm not talking about the Hexes. I'm talking about Clunker."
Nebula showed enough teeth to suggest that his smile might be a threat, too.
"Don't you think we'd already be his slaves, if that's what he wanted?"
"You tell me what he wants. What motivates a machine that can take over Imperial and Republic ships at will, and then just run away?"
"Not power or glory, obviously. Or profit. Otherwise, I'd be a trillionaire. Sometimes he does what I ask him to, sometimes he doesn't. So it's not about obeying me. To be honest, I've been trying to figure him out for years, and may be no closer to the answer than I was when I started."
"You didn't make him like this?"
"Not a chance. He was a mistake. Some kind of factory error, and he'd been scheduled for melting when I found him. His brain had a reset problem, apparently. Every few minutes he'd shut down and lose his memory. A droid with no capacity for storing incriminating evidence appealed to me, so I nicked him and patched him up as best I could. These days he can manage days at a time without flatlining, but it still happens. The only things he remembers are me and the ship. I guess because we were where his life really started." Stryver peered up at the stationary droid.
"So he won't remember Sabaddon and what happened there?"
"No. He's reset four times since then. I've come to think it's all connected. Like his thoughts get too big for his brain to handle, so it shuts itself down periodically to stop him going crazy. After all, what could be worse than a droid with ambition, as you put it? You've seen what people do to them when they get ideas."
"And with good reason, when it came to the Hexes."
"Clunker is no Hex. He's just a damaged droid struggling to cope in a big bad universe."
"Then perhaps the time has come to relieve him of his burden."
"I advise against trying."
"I advise against resisting, Jeek Karen."
Something hardened in his eyes. Stryver stood and reached for her carbonizer. She was never entirely sure what happened next. Clunker moved. That was expected. She had planned for that. But the attack didn't come from his direction. It came from